Employment was down at the MGM Springfield Casino during the first half of this year. The new Encore Boston Harbor Casino that opened in June has presented MGM with competition for gamblers and now, as it turns out, for skilled workers. About 200 people, including 125 experienced table game dealers, quit their jobs at the year-old casino in Springfield to go to work for the newest casino in Massachusetts, according to MGM Springfield president Mike Mathis.
And they got more aggressive with offering our folks opportunities. So some of this, I feel like, is a one-time hit because of Encore that we're trying to recover from.
In a report to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, which met in Springfield Thursday, MGM said it had 2,054 people working at the resort casino complex at the end of June, down by almost 250 from the employment number reported for the first quarter of 2019. MGM has experienced a 40% turnover in employees so far in 2019, higher than the casino industry norm of 30%. Mathis said there are many reasons for it, including the difficulty of working in a place that literally never closes. The state's strong economy, with a 3% unemployment rate, although it is 6% in Springfield, makes it harder to replace people when they leave.
We need more employees, and we continue to go out in the market and try to get them. And the success of the economy, frankly, is something that's hurting those efforts, and that's a good problem to have for all of us.
Mary-Kate Murin, the head of human resources for MGM Springfield, said 120 people are currently in the pipeline to be hired, and there are 125 unfilled jobs currently posted, with cooks being the position most in demand. She said MGM is planning in the near future to hold a mass hiring event similar to what the company did in the months leading up to the opening of the casino in August 2018.
That type of excitement restarts, I think, with our individuals who might be looking for a position. I think we need to recreate that excitement that we had 14 or 16 months ago.
Before it opened, MGM widely proclaimed it would employ 3,000 people at the Springfield Casino Complex. Hundreds of people were brought on part-time for the opening crush of gamblers. As business has fallen and leveled off, so has employment. The number of people employed full-time at the casino at the end of June was 1,563, according to the report shared with the Gaming Commission. MGM has exceeded its employment targets for hiring Springfield residents, minorities, and military veterans, but has come up short with a percentage of women who work at the casino. 44.5% of the current workforce is female, compared with a goal of 50%. Speaking with reporters, Kathy Judd Stein, the chair of the Gaming Commission, said MGM has been diligent in trying to achieve its employment commitments.
Again, we'll focus on work fairs, we'll focus on bringing opportunity, making sure people understand the opportunities for a career here in these destination casinos.
Gross gaming revenue at the MGM casino was $140 million less than what the company projected for its first year in business in Springfield. But Judd Stein said the casino industry regulators are not ready to, quote, reset numbers, unquote.
And in terms of revenues, I know that's always a conversation that we have every month, but that's only one of the factors that we consider. And jobs, of course, is one of the factors we consider, but we also look at economic development. And we heard today from Springfield, the city of Springfield, that they saw, what was it, $700,000 of economic benefit that came because of the entertainment that MGM Springfield provided.
She said the commission is satisfied that MGM has been, quote, a great partner to Springfield, unquote. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.